The lamest opening in the world.
We don't have anything to drink.
It's a podcast.
So we made our own sounds. Podcast number 11.
Oh, 11.
And we have a special guest today, and it's a girl.
Woohoo!
Guys, we know girls.
We do. We know one of them. And she's here with us right now.
Hi, Joanna.
That's the only one we know.
Hi, guys.
All right. We should introduce ourselves for the first time, like, at the beginning of the podcast instead of, like, an hour in.
Yeah, it's true. That's Cy.
And Joey.
And Ben.
And Joanna.
Aww.
Aww. So cute.
All right, so it only took us a full, like, 2 hours to start this podcast.
Yeah,
we were supposed to start at 10. However,
it's now 11:30.
Yes.
We got a third mic, but it's not...
Useless. It's useless.
It's not useless forever. It's
I paid for a useless mic.
At the moment.
Well, today. You paid for it today, by the way.
Yes, you did.
I still paid for it.
You did.
And that is why it's not working, because you were late on your payment.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
okay, I would have set it up earlier if I had the money before. That's
has
a total
nothing
lie.
To do with the programming at all.
Or right.
No, it doesn't.
Software. Software.
It doesn't. I'm sorry. I've let everybody down.
See what I mean?
Did you hit the mic?
No, we heard her
fucking phone.
Oh, Jesus.
But hopefully the mics don't pick it up.
I didn't hear it, so.
Sorry.
That's okay. All right, so now that we've got all the talking out of the way since we took us an hour and a half to get started.
We had an hour and a half to talk about all this shit. We should have talked on here.
This would have been a great podcast. Unfortunately, we're just now starting.
Yeah.
So we can go back and discuss the cruise.
Yeah, no, let's talk about the cruise and Sai's fear of open water.
Sai has a fear of open water.
And doesn't want to go on a cruise with us.
Not going on a cruise.
You're
please,
going on a
please
cruise.
Please elaborate on your fear
Bro,
of the open
okay.
water.
If this thing turns into the Titanic, we're screwed. Well, all of us.
When's the last time you heard about a cruise ship sinking?
Bro, there was like three last year.
No, there wasn't. There was,
one.
Are
Wait,
you kidding?
There was?
Like,
everyone made
there was
it out
at
alive.
Least two.
Everyone, no, I think one person died.
Oh, why didn't you just leave
However,
it as everybody made it out alive? I would have been like, oh, well, everybody
However,
made it out.
However, it was driver yeah. fault because he ran up onto the shore and like fucked the cruise up bad.
Well, what if our driver's a dumbass, our boat pilot, whatever the fuck they're called, sailor guy,
There's
captain,
captain.
Captain of the ship is a dumbass.
Sai will be right back. He's gonna go let the dog out of.
I'll be right back.
That's how I like.
He's gonna
Eminem
go let the
that...
dog out of your sister.
Out of my sister's room.
The Ken
Kenneth
thing.
Ken Kenneth, there you go.
What's the Ken Kenneth thing?
Ken
Kenneth. It's
the
Eminem thing on one of the LPs or whatever. There's
a
part
of his LPs.
Where
he
talks
cameos.
Like Sai just did.
Oh.
It's really funny.
I see. Yeah. Alright, so.
Okay, the dog's out.
Now that Sai's,
Bro, that guacamole looks fire.
Does it? My dad... Well, say it again now that people can
That
hear.
Guacamole looks fire.
Yeah, my dad made guacamole.
He made it?
It looks delicious, yeah.
So you know that Chipotle's gonna not make guacamole because they're running out?
No, apparently they... You just hit the
Stop
mic. Stop. Oh my god. You just hit
mix.
It again!
Give me my mix.
No, apparently that's actually...
Where'd you get the mints from?
Apparently that's not happening. That was
no.
like a rumor, because they came out and said that none of this...
they
said it really funny.
They came out of the closet and
like,
said...
None of this guacamole... It was some joke.
They found avocados
none
Narnia.
Of this guacamole apocalypse stuff is happening, and yeah. So
oh, yeah, because they were blaming it on global warming, right?
Right, or something like that. But that's... the good news is we can still get guacamole for the same overpriced amount at... Please don't rip apart my grandma's blanket. My grandma made that.
It looks like my needles are your grandma's. My needles? My pinkies. I give up. Let's just talk about stuff on the podcast.
Stuff on the podcast. The podcast list? Are we going to go down the
yeah,
list?
Yeah, let's go down the list.
The guacamole thing was actually on the list. So
we should shut the
good.
Door.
So
we should shut the door. You should go shut the door.
Why
yourself.
Am I always getting
I'll go shut the door.
It's
no,
kind of hard to
yeah,
shut.
You'll
no, because I'll
hit
the mic again.
The mic. I'm sorry.
You can keep moving. All right. Excuse Sai as he closes the door.
Noises. See? This is why we do it at, like, midnight, when no one is awake.
Now we're fine.
I did it.
Oh, it's like a soundproof room now.
Oh
so
my
not
god.
Really.
Can what a difference.
Yeah, sorry.
You guys could cheer.
Yeah, it's cold. What the fuck is it doing cold again? It's, what?
56 degrees.
It's I know. 60 we have plans 66 to go to the beach today. 56. However.
See, it was hot all winter long, and now that it's almost spring.
It's back to cold.
It's fucking freezing.
Yeah.
It is really cold.
Well, it's because it rained yesterday.
No, it's that polar vortex bullshit.
It rained.
It's global warming.
Well, they say that it is actually global warming,
would that,
and that's why
would that
we have
not
the
be
polar vortex.
Would
thing.
A polar vortex be the opposite of global warming?
I'm
no,
probably
well,
going to say...
Global warming causes the polar
I'm
vortex.
I'm probably going to say this wrong, but I think the way it works is the global warming melts the glaciers, or whatever they're called, icebergs, mm-hmm. which then releases cold water into the flow of the ocean... Which then creates polar vortex that brings cold air down to us. So we're actually getting Arctic air and water.
That's why it's an Arctic blast.
Does that make sense to you, though?
My brain just shit.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I could have totally made that up.
No, but it does kind of make sense.
That's what it sounded like.
I might have pulled that out of my ass. I don't know.
Well, isn't it cold? Sorry. Well, okay. Now the globe's not warm anymore. It's cooled the fuck back down because of this polar fucking dick suck blast.
Today, I don't know.
Yeah, but still, overall, the poles are still
we probably
not
sound
as
like the most uneducated group of
polar
people.
Suck dick blast.
And global warming and melting icebergs.
And the world's
hey,
end.
Look.
It's all for the polar bears.
The icebergs are melting so you can go on your cruise because we're not going to Titanic that shit.
The polar bears make Coca-Cola for us.
Even though our cruise is a Caribbean
You know they're
cruise,
finally making
no.
a polar bear movie?
Icebergs.
A Coca-Cola polar bear movie.
No way.
It's I think it's a Pixar movie.
I will pay
like, I've been thinking since I was like 8 years old, why is that not a movie? And it took them till now, an entire 11 years.
Because they hired someone like you to be like, yo, we should make a movie because I thought about this all my childhood. And they're like, you know what, kid? You're right. You get a promotion.
Because those commercials with the polar bears and the Coke were always awesome.
Ben, you know that only happens in movies, right?
Shut the fuck up.
Okay. Well, my life's a movie.
No, it's
no, it's not.
True.
No, Joe, your life is a series of fortunate events.
Our life is
unfortunate
like
events.
TV series. Our life could be a sitcom.
It could be a sitcom.
It could very well be a sitcom.
It could be a sitcom.
I agree. We should start a sitcom.
We should.
Not as big
check
as
it
a
out
movie.
On Awesome Life.
It couldn't be a movie because it's too long.
I feel like it would be like that 70s show.
Except
no,
it's not the 70s.
Yeah.
It's the 10s. That 10s show.
That weird 10s how show. We went back in time.
But there would be a segment at the end of the show where we all sit around a table. And there's a funny smoke between the three of us. No, I'm kidding.
It would be more like microphones.
Yeah.
Yeah, there'd be there microphones between the three of us. But the
and
microphones would
be
on fire from our stupidity.
We'd still be laughing.
And we'd only have two working microphones.
No, we'd have the third one there just for show, though.
Just for show? Well, it is still over there.
It's for so show. Pretty. And so I would not... like that to be right here against my lips so I could talk into it.
No, we'd have no. to have a pop filter.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Wow.
So, not to get too into politics, but we did already talk about global warming, so let's talk about Russia invading Ukraine. Like, what the fuck's going on with that?
Well, no basically, Ukraine decided they wanted independence, I think.
No.
From, like, some sort of dictatorship or something.
Nope.
I don't know. I saw a video.
I don't know very much, but I know that's not it.
I saw a video, and there was, like, this big fucking, like, kind of like a civil war. There's people throwing fucking Molotov cocktails and shit, and it was a crazy fucking video. And then...
It wasn't in Venezuela?
Day,
I was going to say, are you sure that's not Venezuela?
Oh, we confirmed that last week I am dying.
Oh, yes. Yeah, but
your
get
elbow
sick.
Is dangerously close to that microphone.
I know.
It was, and it was not me. Thank you.
But
Johanna has been not moved.
Johanna just accidentally hailed Hitler.
I'm putting my hand out so I can talk.
Let's say words.
I'm trying to, but you're all fucking interrupting me.
I was told not to move, so I'm just sitting here not moving.
Yeah, no.
Good job. Excellent listening.
So good at not moving.
But no.
You're doing a fantastic job on your first podcast.
No, because Nick showed us that video like two, three fucking weeks ago before Nick left.
Yeah, Russia invaded Ukraine.
No.
One day before the last podcast.
No.
Yes, we recorded on Saturday.
Well, right,
and invaded
Friday. But before that, Ukraine was fighting to overthrow the government.
No,
yes,
that wasn't Ukraine.
I swear to fucking God, it was.
That was Venezuela, my friend.
Venezuela.
Fuck, I don't have my phone.
Good.
I was going to Google that shit in a heartbeat.
It was Venezuela.
All right. So after this podcast, when I prove you all wrong again,
that's going to sound.
Can
really
we? Can
later.
We agree that I'm
really
always right?
No, we cannot.
And that. It's
no,
Venezuela?
No, there is Venezuela, but before that, there was Ukraine overthrowing their government, and that's why Russia stepped in.
Penis.
It's all over penis.
See, this happened on this side of the room this time. Fuck you guys.
All right, see, this is why we don't get into politics. It was a bad idea. But everybody know, Ben's wrong, and now we're moving on to...
All right.
Apparently, D.C. decriminalized marijuana, so that's exciting.
D.C.? Like Washington?
Washington,
like
D.C.
Our capital of the U.S.?
Yeah. Now, I don't know how that plays into, like, federal laws.
It does not.
Okay.
It never applies
but
to federal law.
It's still a step in the right direction, I would say.
You could smoke weed in front of a cops.
In Washington,
and
D.C.
And then the feds will come over, elbow you in the back of the head.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Get however, did you read that Florida passed a bill that one strand of marijuana is actually approved in Florida?
What strand is it?
The web, Charlotte's
I
web?
I mean, cool.
No. No, that's
Charlotte's Web, because of that girl that was having like over 150 seizures.
So,
yeah.
And now, ever since they started giving her that one strand, she has like maybe one or
two.
Oh,
so it's actually been approved, or it's
no,
just on the
I
ballot?
I think they approved it on the bill.
Okay, that's what I heard. So
If you guys haven't heard of that story, it is a little girl. She was like 2 years old. Ever since she was born, she was having seizures constantly. Like, it was getting up to about, what, 30 a week, I think it was? Like, it was bad.
Over 100 a month.
Over 100 a month. Wow. Now that she, they, I think it was the they father's brother. It. The father's brother was a medical marijuana grower. And he grew a certain strand. Because
I'm assuming it wasn't in Florida.
No, it wasn't. But he grew it.
Wait, is the girl in Florida?
I think so, yeah.
The girl's in Florida, but he was from a different
I think state. He was in Colorado, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Wherever it was, this dude cloned him.
Grew a certain strand and then named it after the little girl.
Charlotte.
Who was suffering.
Okay.
So they named it Charlotte's Web, and they gave it to her. I think it was in a vaporizer or in a mask. Yeah. And now she has one or two strands.
No, one or two seizures.
I'll check the screen to see if we're recording sound.
Are we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we just need to move a little bit closer.
Just a how about this? Bit special,
yeah.
There we go. No, still look at it. It's still really low.
No, look at the one up there. That's the one you're looking at. The red one.
The one up. The one on top is me. Yeah.
Don't worry. We got this.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna actually go get another chair. So you guys keep talking about the strain of marijuana.
Okay. But yeah, no, they gave her the strand, and she has one or two seizures a month. So it literally diminished from hundreds a month to one or two a month, and she's now getting back memory and like the ability to use her brain, and it's like it's a crazy story. Jesus, Joey.
And for anyone that doesn't know, seizures are extremely dangerous for kids.
Yeah.
Because they deprive your brain of oxygen.
Yep. That's why she was.
And then you end up like me.
True story, bro.
That's sad.
Just kidding. I don't have seizures, but I'm just really fucking dumb.
And sick.
But also, they've got medical marijuana on the ballot for Florida.
Ah, fuck. I wouldn't.
Which
do
you
sit on the broken chair?
No, that's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Do y'all have a voter's registration?
I think you have to have that when you turn 18.
No, you don't have to do it.
No, you don't have to.
Really?
It's an option. Yeah. Because I haven't done it yet.
So you haven't voted?
No.
You are a disgrace to America.
This is like the noisiest podcast ever. So unprofessional. Nobody gives a shit.
I didn't want to.
Hey, it's cold
vote
and it's early in the morning.
Joey,
we
you're
should
tall
go to
now.
Yeah. We should go to Bob Evans.
Are you really that hungry? Because all you've been talking about is food.
Just breakfast food.
No, that's all we talk about on the podcast is food.
I've been in the mood for breakfast food since last night, since we went to Applebee's.
No, thanks for the invite.
Ate food
bitches
at Applebee's. All right, me and Sai are holding hands now.
I know, but I really decided that as I was ordering appetizers, that I really
I didn't like that.
All right, now we're just hitting the mic and professionalism.
Yes, we're done. Now we should start the podcast.
All right, moment of silence.
No. 5 seconds. Really? We all actually...
No, we're not doing this shit.
We all actually went with that. Okay.
All right. But, alas, penis.
I did it already.
There's a nice...
That was just gay.
Well, now there's an even penis flow on both sides of the room. As long as we can keep
it's
it kind of
like ping pong. Like, I said penis and smacked it to him, and he's like, penis
it back.
Smacked it back.
Yeah.
Penis.
Penis pong.
Penis.
Penis pong.
Oh, penis.
Here comes the penis.
Penis.
Dick. So you've never voted, Joanna?
Just penis?
No, I have not.
Penis.
I'm trying to get off this.
I'm sorry, we're playing ping pong.
Let's drop the penis.
Penis. All right, seriously, that's enough.
All right, so Joanna's never voted. I've never voted. Have either of you two voted?
I vote all the time.
I can't remember.
For what?
World peace.
You decide not.
No.
Yes. World peace. Yes.
I just put a big check mark on a ballot and throw it in. They're like, what is this?
I voted in the last two elections.
You did? Okay.
Well.
Next subject.
No politics.
I always vote.
No,
marijuana to be legalized. Never happens.
That's true.
I should start voting for it to not be legalized, and then maybe it will get legalized.
Ben, I want to ask a question. Are you trying to steal my hairstyle right now?
I don't know. It's just happening.
Yeah, you guys, your hair
it's
is
some...
pretty
have y'all
insane
talked about the fact that Ben
is
doing the no poo thing?
Yeah, we talked about the idea we were all going to try it.
You're not pooping?
Sai was not on the No Poo podcast.
Sai was not
on. All right, No Poo is this thing where you don't shampoo your hair.
No, you wash your hair.
You just wash it. You wash it with water and you really rinse it deep, but no shampoo.
I will do that anyway, so.
You don't use shampoo?
No. I use it like once a week.
I don't know.
This is
you
don't use
it
at all.
For 3 weeks.
And
I would like
girl,
my hair to grow back. That would be nice.
As a girl, I've
don't
touched
anything,
it.
Joey.
The hair.
As a girl, she's touched it.
The
ew,
hair.
Gross.
My hair.
And I've smelled it, and it's not bad. So it's
not
all
bad.
I can think is pubes right now. Like, she touched it and smelled it, and I'm like, ooh.
His hair.
Weird. Yeah, I know.
On his head.
Oh, yeah, that makes the a better joke.
There's no recovering from this. We just have to...
Just move on.
Move on.
All right.
So, yeah, I don't wash my hair with shampoo. There we go. Moving on.
And it's working out well. I did for about a week. I'm getting a haircut Wednesday, finally. I'm, like, long overdue. I've got
I know, you are Jufro-ing it out.
Do you guys see my hair right now? Like, how white and fluffy it is?
It looks like your hairline's unreceding. Is that true?
That's nice of you to say that, Joey. I want a hug. Thank you. Thank you. But it's not.
No, yeah, it looks like it's filling in, like, right there.
It does look like
it's... I actually see it, too.
It looks... Yeah, it's looking like you're having a more full head of hair.
Oh, guys, you're so nice.
They think you should probably...
You don't have to lie to me.
But your hair does look thin as shit.
You know what you just reminded me...
It's because I washed it. That's why.
I was
going to
say,
it looks
so
light and thin. It looks
you know what?
Listen, you just reminded me of that guy, Macklemore, whatever his name is.
Yeah. You look like Macklemore.
Do I?
Yeah.
That's what I was going for.
What?
But you got to go, like, make it go up a little bit.
Can we get you a big fur jacket?
What?
What?
I hear my grandpa has one.
You're done, Joey. You're done.
Nobody else likes my jokes.
You're done here.
I got my hair done this week.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd you have done with it?
Same thing that I've had.
That's impressive.
You know, had to get the roots done and stuff.
Oh, it's not carbonated, though. I was about to say, damn it, we did have a bottle of something. It's just Gatorade.
Do you guys want to carbonate this in the soda stream?
Yes! Let's play, or not a let's play, Awesome Life after the podcast, yes.
I should save this, then.
You should.
Although we can go get more Gatorade. That's probably not going to be... It has to be able to fill up the liter bottle. That's probably not going
to
fill
up the liter bottle.
Yeah, so we're going to have to probably...
What if we carbonate piss?
Oh, back up just a little bit.
Really? So
like, I mean, no one would drink it, but it'd just be fun to have carbonated piss.
I'm not putting piss in my Stoderstream bottle. If you want to go out and buy an extra one and then piss into it...
If you carbonate it, you have to drink it. Like,
yeah, what's the point of carbonating it if you're not going to taste it?
Or you could be like Bear Grylls and filter it first, then carbonate it.
We have a Brita filter. Not talk anymore.
Shut your face.
That's disgusting.
Hey, she's helping us get Ben to drink his own piss. This is
that's
totally
not gonna...
We should listen.
We should just shut up.
Do y'all not watch? Do y'all know who Bear Grylls is?
Yes, we do. Okay. Everybody knows who Bear Grylls is. He's the guy who drinks his own piss.
Yeah.
On the
you
Discovery
don't know
Channel.
Who that is?
The guy who goes in like the woods for like days and like...
He's like Survivor Man.
Survivor Man.
He's
man,
like,
but
you have to do this, except he has a fucking camera crew following him around.
Yeah, exactly. But there's the other guy, Survivor Man, who doesn't have the camera crew. He carries his own shit.
And good he sets him. It up by himself and does everything
And he does
on
these
his
crazy
own.
Shots where he like sets up the camera and then walks really far away and then comes back, gets the camera so he can walk away just so he could get that good shot.
Why would you walk that much more? You're already walking forever.
Because he's getting
quality
paid for
TV.
It and he likes it.
I don't know.
So what happens if this guy doesn't make it for 3 days?
Well, then...
Like, the helicopter comes by, and the whole series, or the whole, like, episode is just him. Like, fucking dead in front of the camera. Like, dead as shit.
Well, I guess we don't know, because that wouldn't
we
get
don't
aired.
Air that video.
I would imagine he has really high insurance, in case that happens.
But what does the insurance go to? Like, who does that go
the
to?
The production company.
Or his
good
own.
For them. Good for them for being rich
I'm
now.
Sure his family, too.
I wonder how high of a life insurance policy the Crocodile Hunter had.
Ooh.
That's probably a good question.
Huge.
Yeah.
How's his daughter doing?
She's hot.
She's really pretty.
Is she hot?
She's hot.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird for
she's
me
like,
to say she's hot.
She's
too,
like 20
she's
now
like,
or something,
no,
right?
She's not.
She's gotta be.
She's pretty old.
She's like 17, 18.
No, she's not that
no,
young.
She's
older
than
me.
That.
I'm pretty sure she's
when
older
did he
than
die?
Me.
How long ago did he die?
Years and years and years ago.
No, it was like 2005.
Shall we take it to the internet?
I was gonna say so.
Oh, sorry. You could take that to the internet. Fuck you, Joey.
Thank you. No, Joey's allowed to have his phone because he doesn't fucking play video games on his phone.
It was like 2004, 2005, because I was still in Fort Myers, and
I'm
still living with my ex's parents.
I guess. Steve Irwin, daughter age. Bendy Irwin.
Ooh, Bendy. I hope you are.
She was 8 in 2006, so that's 8 years. Oh, she's 16.
Oh,
man.
Gross.
Ben takes back. She's 15.
Who was right?
She was born in 98. Ben takes back his comment.
I do take back my comment.
No, you know who you're thinking about?
I just said I hope she's Bendy. I take back my comment.
But that's normal
you're
for you,
adorable.
Ben. That's normal for you. That's all right.
I take it back.
You know who
adorable.
You're thinking?
Oh, shit.
Who am I thinking of?
Eminem's daughter.
Yes.
She's hot.
Yeah, she is really.
That's who you're thinking of.
Yes.
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's like 18.
No, she's older than that.
No, she's not.
Watch her be right.
She
again.
Just graduated
Bro,
high school
always,
last year.
You don't argue with her. Like, she's right. She does her Googling research. And then when she comes to the podcast, she makes us all feel stupid
she
as
has,
shit.
She has more useless it. Facts than I do. And that's saying something.
How many ridges are on a dime?
I don't know, like 25.
Suck it, neither do I.
112.
So that's
here's
the
thing, though. Me and Ben tested this theory
she's
in the car.
Always right.
And I'm always right.
Oh, sorry.
Also, did you know that the duck-billed platypus is the only poisonous mammal?
It's poisonous?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't know
the
that?
The bill is poisonous.
No, it's not the bill. No, it's his back right claw. It's only one claw.
The right one?
I think it's the right one. It might be, I don't know. And he just scratches the fuck out of you. And he lays eggs. And has a bill like a duck.
Can we, just for my enjoyment, can we verify this Eminem daughter story, please?
I'm looking at it. I'm looking for it.
Sorry, but if...
Eminem is 41.
Yes, I know that.
He's then Haley would probably be about 18, 19, or 20.
I want to say 19, because she graduated high school last year.
I'm going to go with 20.
Wait for
Ben, what are you going with?
I'm just waiting.
Legal. Let's go with legal.
Legal. Let's go with legal. Anywhere above 18.
What'd she look like?
She's really pretty.
She had a penis?
She just went to prom.
She does not have a penis.
Yes, she does.
Penis.
I had to pass it back.
She's 18. She was born in 95.
Dibs.
Wow.
Just kidding.
No, you're not. That's a sad thing. You're not.
Try to get through Eminem, Ben.
Yeah, right? Not happening.
Try dating his daughter.
Nope.
That'll never happen.
Yeah, she'll never have a boyfriend ever for the rest of her life.
Probably not.
Not until Eminem dies.
But he won't.
I have a question. What is that beeping? I heard y'all talk about it.
Yeah, we talked about it before.
So many podcasts.
I have every podcast, every video we ever make has that beep in the background. I have Verizon.
Yeah.
And they have a backup battery for the home phone, so in case the power goes out, your home phone still works. Which, of course, I don't even have a home phone anymore.
Who does, anyway?
Right, exactly.
Long story short, battery's dying.
But the battery's dying. It's been dying for like a year and a half. And every like 15 minutes, it beeps to let me know.
Can we just rip that thing
Why
out of the
can't
fucking
y'all
wall?
No,
because
then it just keeps beeping.
Why can't you change the battery?
Because they want like $400 for it. It's like, we don't even need it. We don't have a house phone.
True story. My old townhouse, I ripped every single fire detector out of the wall.
That's dumb.
That is dumb.
It was dumb.
And then your house burned down.
Almost.
Actually,
not a true story.
By the
that
way,
part of the
y'all
story
know we
true.
Lose an hour tonight?
Oh, we do.
Is
I was,
it tonight?
Yeah, it is tonight.
I knew it was soon because all the clocks on our registers, like a week before the time change, everything switches an hour. Like,
well, they changed when the time changes.
No.
Yeah, they changed it like 3 years ago. Like, it's now like 2 weeks earlier or before than it used to be.
No.
Earlier
These
or
clocks
before? Are
earlier or
literally
after
like a week before the time actually changes.
It changes.
Yeah,
so it's
probably.
It's not like programmed. It's programmed to do that. It's not like.
It's probably based off the old date.
No, it's not.
Change.
I would say the old
no,
date.
I don't know what the old date is.
Something to bang on.
Another thing we don't know. Miss Know Everything Joanna. When did
we
they change
stop talking
the time
about
change?
Shit we don't know about.
Change.
But then we can't
Scene.
Talk about anything.
See. Change.
If we talk about things we don't
Dick.
Know about, we have no
Penis.
Topics.
Yes, we can. Penis.
Penis. We all know
oh,
about
it was a,
penises.
That was a double serve back. Penis.
Where did the podcast notes go?
By the way, I just scored because none of you said penis.
Penis. Oh, that was double penis.
Wow.
So, again, I was right.
Yes, you are. Congratulations.
She was.
But you still don't know when they changed the dates for the
Oh, because that's irrelevant
time.
Right now.
You might know that, but can you see why kids love Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Good, Ben.
Yes!
Okay, 30 Joanna, 1 Ben.
I don't know why kids love Cinnamon Toast Crunch either. I was wondering if you knew.
He just gets a point for getting a question you couldn't answer.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
That should be like 10 fucking points.
Nah, bitch, nah.
Honey, bitch.
Okay.
I ain't about that life.
No offense to the gays.
Bye, Felicia.
What?
No, fuck that. Don't
it's
ever say that shit again.
Video. I don't know.
No, it's not even a video.
Is it a video? What did? Where did it come from? That's
the
what
gym.
I want to
know. One of the coaches.
No, it came from a video. That's where they got it from.
Oh, gotcha.
I think it was a Vine.
If I hear it one more time, the next person who says it is getting hit with a fucking baseball bat.
Ben, you don't even carry a baseball bat,
mother. That's it.
Good call on his bluff. Good call on his bluff.
Ben's gonna sit back down.
And not
hit Joey
the mic.
With a mic.
And not move around and make the blanket sound all over the place.
I've been so good.
You have been good.
I'm so proud of you. Like, before this started, you hit the mic like 15 times.
And then I got yelled at and I...
Now she's scared. That's okay. I will take that
She's
fear.
Like this close to the mic. She's like, I'm not moving.
Don't move. Don't lean back. Don't lean forward.
But
this
her head
is so
dangerously
uncomfortable.
Close to that wire.
So have you guys noticed that, you know how the Facebook has the pictures of the kids with the sign that says, I have cancer, like, blah, 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 blah. Have you seen the trend that says, my mom gave me up for adoption when she was, like, 13 years old?
Oh, yeah, and you're trying
and
to find
I
your
find
family?
Her, or,
yeah.
Like, she abandoned me in a dumpster and I want to find her? Why the fuck do you want to find her?
Yeah, I would want to find her.
Closure?
To chop her in the throat, maybe?
But I can get it. I totally understand adoptive kids finding their parents, but the ones who are like, oh, yeah, my mom dropped me in a dumpster and then died of a heroin addiction. Can you share my picture?
Find her.
Like, what the fuck?
Well, here's some heroin. Go find her.
What?
I just,
she's dead.
because she's the heroin addict. Like, I don't, right. some of them I don't they get. It's like, to. Why is this a trend and why are you interested in finding her now and why are you using Facebook?
It's kind of like
your shit out there to find your mom that threw you in a dumpster.
It's kind of like if you love Jesus, ignore if you want to go to hell.
Right.
That trend pissed me off so much.
Right. It's like,
I like the ones that say, oh, I should have liked that pose 10 years ago or I should have
shared
it.
Maybe that's why I'm still single.
Yeah,
something
like that.
I never forwarded that shit. You guys forward that shit?
Oh, no. Shit. You guys suck.
Well,
I
you
forwarded
should.
All of them. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I didn't forward a single one. I actually told people to stop sending me messages if they were going to send. Because remember the text message trend? Where yeah. everybody sent you text messages when it was like those forwarded messages?
Oh,
back
I can't
when you
stand
didn't have unlimited texting.
Yeah, and you were like, you're wasting my shit, bitch.
Yeah, no.
Those are the worst. But I'm glad we.
You know what? I do like group messages. Those are fun.
I hate that. I hate the messages. Frosted Gaming group message because it's on my, like my Facebook messaging on my the app
oh,
on my
that,
phone.
I don't mind.
No. Facebook fuck you guys messages. Because I listen to music at work. It's on Pandora all the time.
Here,
and
I'm gonna show you
every something. Day. It's like,
here, look.
Like my phone goes off like
okay,
every 30 seconds.
If you go to the chat,
you can leave the conversation.
No, you don't have to leave it. You can just mute it for like an hour. So like, here's our group chat, Frosted uh-huh. Gaming Florida team. Mute. For 1 hour until 9 a.m. or until you turn it back on.
Thank you for showing me that.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could help. And now all of our podcast listeners learn that too. That's three things they've learned. They've learned how to eat Hot Pockets, something else I already forgot, and how to mute the conversation on Facebook.
They learned how old Bendy
yeah.
Irwin. Was.
Bendy Irwin.
Irwin
and Haley Mathers.
So
which, by the way,
things.
Little fact, my daughter's name's Haley.
No one cares.
And I kind of did that from... My love for Eminem.
No one cares about that.
My daughter's middle name is Jade.
Yeah, I'm gonna go fix something on your mic.
Do fix something on your penis.
Keep talking, dude. Just because I get up doesn't mean you guys have to stop talking.
Oh,
penis.
Joey, it feels
penis.
So good.
Penis. That was my phone
penis.
Again.
I heard it that time. Kind of like a vibrating penis.
All right,
penis?
So the question is, how
hit it before
I did
you?
It, I did it backwards.
How right. can we turn this into a shirt? Like a Pong thing,
with
the, like the game Pong with two bars and then a penis
dick,
in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Ew, but no. we can't
I
put a penis on a shirt.
Or the paddle is a penis.
Can we put a sensor bar?
There you go,
there
sensor.
There you go. Good idea.
Thanks, I have a lot of them.
No, not really.
Awkward silence.
I'm baffled of the t-shirt again. Idea. Like, I'm so intricate on the t-shirt.
Oh, we finally got our t-shirts for real.
We did!
Can I have one? 50, or 10 bucks.
No, we get them for free.
I just gave you one.
Right?
We get them for 10.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Ben's like, God, oh, dang it.
Well, no, I get a free hoodie.
My own shirt so what are we doing after this, guys?
We're going to game time.
No, we're going to the beach.
Beach. Fuck the
game
beach.
Time. It's cold outside, and I don't like sand. I arguably like water.
Arguably
size all
like...
snotty.
Wait,
I think
can we go back to the shirt thing? I want a hoodie, too.
I forget how much hoodies are.
I want like 30 bucks.
Oh, wait, you're having Heather make it?
Yeah, Heather makes them.
We love you, Heather. At least the three of the guys do.
No, I like her, too.
Okay. So we love you.
I don't even know who she is. I don't love you. Don't put words
she
in my mouth, asshole.
She makes your shirts.
I didn't even have a shirt. I have to pay for that shirt.
Yeah, but she's making our shirts that we sell.
Ben, stop dying.
I'm trying.
Thank you for coughing away.
Joanna, stop.
I'm not that much of an inconsiderate prick.
I said, Ben, stop dying. He's like, I'm trying. And she's like, I'm trying. Nobody's talking to you.
No, I...
But she is a, you were going to start another sentence, but...
She's trying to not get sick. Because she has to sit next to me.
Good luck.
Yeah. She's got kids and stuff.
Yeah.
I have kids.
Sick days, you can all just cuddle up in bed, which is what I want to do every fucking day. But no, I have to get out of bed and work.
Yeah. And
you
me
have to
and
be
Ben
an adult. Wow.
are working on a top secret project right
Cry
now, which we're
it.
Not going to tell you about until it's done.
I already know it.
You do?
Yeah, Ben Snapchatted me last night.
Yeah. But it's a secret.
It's not a secret. It's... No, I'm just going
to... fucking punch you.
It's about to not be a secret. Just kidding. I don't know what it is.
Joanna doesn't know what it is. And even if we told her, she still probably wouldn't know what it is.
What's that?
She'd be honest. Yes, but really, what
penis.
Are we doing after this? Because beach is not happening.
Penis.
I don't do sand.
Penis.
And it's cold.
Damn it, guys.
That was double. We win.
There's too many balls coming at me. This is getting really inappropriate.
My favorite thing to
no,
say...
No, this isn't so bad.
It's not. It's actually
it's gotten much worse before.
My favorite thing to say is when someone asks me like a question about football or baseball or basketball, they're like, oh, what's this? I'm like, I don't know. I'm a cheerleader. I don't play with balls. And they
that
just kind of look at me like...
That was our thing for wrestling. Yeah. It's like, we have them. We don't play with them.
Yeah.
But
in wrestling, it's two
like,
guys
that's
sandwiching
the
each
most,
other.
That's the most literal sense of playing with balls
yeah,
is wrestling.
Is.
Sorry
and,
to all the wrestlers
and cheerleading,
out there. But...
I get a bunch of girls.
Cheerleading, it should be, we don't have them.
Cheerleaders are mostly like, girls.
Yeah. Except we specifically have them. This is a semantics issue. I mean,
we have semantics? Them. She plays with them. With cheerleaders.
I'm confused. My brain hurts.
It's too early.
You said semantics.
It's not early. We started at 11:30.
You said semantics in my brain.
Me and Ben didn't go to bed.
Do you know
when
I wake up?
We went to bed at like 4 o'clock last night. Working
shut
on
up.
Plan.
Okay. Shut the fuck up, Ben. All right, because my daughter wakes me up at 10 o'clock every day. Whether I go to bed at 4 or 5 or whatever.
Bullshit, she does.
My child wakes me up at
7:30.
She wasn't with me today. Sorry. Well, you have to take her to school. I will get there one day, and that day I'll probably put a bullet in my head. I don't want to wake up.
Daddy's not waking up.
You're not going to school.
You're being homeschooled. I'm sleeping all day.
We had competition last weekend in Orlando.
And we had to be up at like 6.
I swear to God, I don't remember what 7 o'clock in the morning looked like until last weekend.
I do. We usually stay up until then. High five, Joey. It's a true story, though.
It is.
Yeah.
Cloudberry Kingdom.
And we didn't really get to sleep a lot because we got home really late.
Oh, yeah.
What?
We recorded a Let's Play and the sun rose before we
did it work? Did it come up?
What?
Did
and plus? Yeah.
Yes.
It is it on?
Yeah, I haven't uploaded yet. I want to record part 2 before we upload it.
So we have,
but yeah, it's good. It's ready to go. It is in the upload queue.
Yay.
Okay, we still haven't talked about what we're doing after this.
Oh, yeah, no.
The beach.
No, we're not going to the beach.
We're going to game time.
It's cold outside. It is. You want to know how cold it is?
It's 56 degrees.
Rock, paper, scissors, right?
Maybe 66. I can't remember.
We're going to find out.
Bro, look. Oh, man, my phone.
It is 55 degrees.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Wait,
I lost instantly.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
Everybody did rock. I was the only white person to do scissors. I lost. Every white person does scissors except everybody else. I'm the only... Shit.
Well, since it was me versus scissors,
I didn't get the memo.
That rules.
We're going to game time.
No, we're not. We're going to the beach.
I lost, so we go to the beach, right?
No.
That's how that works.
Guys, it is 50 degrees outside. And to our northern listeners, it probably sounds awesome. But in Florida, it feels like it's negative 20 outside. It's
true. He's over-exaggerating. I'm still wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
But you're having a blanket over you right now.
We all have blankets.
We're inside.
Except me. I'm good. I'm good.
You are not good, Joey. You are curled up and you are
shivering.
Would you like some of my blanket, Joey?
No, I'm good, but thank you.
You're a liar.
No, I'm fine. I don't want your fucking blanket.
You want a blanket.
Aw, look at you two.
Hey, you two are sharing a blanket.
That's fine.
We can share a blanket.
We're cold.
We can hold hands if we want to. We're not doing this again.
Okay. For the record, Cy reached for my hand first.
I did, but I psyched him out.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to game time. I'm not going to the beach, so you guys...
Penis. It can't be a penis. It can't be like an ongoing back and forth. It's got to be like secretive, like penis. And then like 5 minutes later...
That was. Hello. Okay. That was out of the blue. Thank you.
All right. My eyes itch.
It's got to be an immediate serve back. You know what I mean? I can't just keep going back and forth. It's going to be like, you secretly say penis,
and
I have to catch it and say penis.
We've been talking about this penis pong thing for way too long.
Nonsense.
All right, next subject.
Penis. Well, this is going to be the title of the podcast.
Score!
The fish tank plays penis pong.
Fish
I
bowl.
Said, you guys missed
fish
it. Bowl? I said it.
Yeah.
Oh.
We are the fishbowl.
We are the fishbowl. That is correct.
I forgot the name of our fucking podcast.
Yeah, we never say it. Episode 11. Did we say that? I don't think we did.
Yes, you did.
For the icon for the fishbowl?
Before you all introduce yourselves.
We should have all of us looking through a fishbowl. Like all
with
of us.
With a dead
like,
fish in it.
No. Oh, no. No, no, no. A frozen
Why
fish.
You gotta get creepy like that?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, I'm with you.
Because I wouldn't trust any of us with even a pet fish.
I want a pet
I
fish.
I killed a pet fish.
I could be good to
I
a pet
I killed
fish.
A pet fish.
My sister's turtle died.
I know. She was sad about that for a while.
Dude, that's sad.
I'm so sorry. She did not treat that.
No, she didn't. Right. That turtle probably committed suicide.
Turtle
you
side.
Ungrateful bitch.
I don't know what it is. It's making my eyes all itchy. Fuck.
He gave the
blanket.
Do you
have allergies,
back.
Joey?
Apparently.
But it might be the pollen outside.
Speaking of sea
it
life
might be the
and
penis.
Pets.
Use your shirt. It helps.
Well, while everyone is distracted on Joey's fucking face.
He's ripping his eyes out.
I know. Let's not look at it.
When you
because
use
the,
your shirt,
the viewers
it helps,
can't see it.
Because your fingers have touched this.
The viewers, the listeners.
Okay,
the
listeners. Yeah. The people who fucking
touched the
push the
also,
button so this shit plays do not understand that Joey's eyes are like fucking cherry red. But
they burn so bad.
Go wash your fucking face. There is a
No, we're
right
fine.
There.
We're fine. I'll make it to the podcast.
Okay.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
Anyways,
I want an axolotl.
A what?
Oh,
an axolotl.
You showed me a picture.
It's a mudkip.
Right?
What?
It's a mudkip.
Bro, they're the fish that smiles.
Yeah.
They go.
They're the fish that smiles back.
What?
Goldfish. Not goldfish, but...
Can you eat them?
Are you going to look it up?
Yeah.
Look it up.
Look it up. No, it's put that on the...
I'm
the
having a little bit
down.
Of phone
okay,
with
Okay, so what's it called? It's called the...
Oxalotl. It's like O-X-C-E-L.
Just put O-X-Y or something like that.
Oxalotl.
Just try to spell it as best you can and Google will fix it.
Well, I got the winning Oxalotl numbers.
Bless you.
Bless you again. One more time.
So how do you spell Oxalotl?
O-X-C-E-L.
Oxalotl. Alright, so basically this thing is like a see-through mud kit.
Oh my god.
And it's pretty much the coolest thing ever.
It is cool, though. It kind of looks like a catfish. You know what I mean? Like the length and width of it. But I think it has legs and arms, right?
Oh, so it's a walking
fish.
And it smiles. Like, it's a huge
smile. My mom lived, she used to have them, and they would all get in this lake, and then they would get out and walk to another lake.
Like, that's creepy as
shit. It was like a migration.
Can you imagine if you woke up in the middle of the night and like...
And there was just a swarm of walking fish?
Don't do that.
Well, no, because they say like walking catfish, which is really just catfish just flopping their way.
Yeah.
If I woke up and saw that, I'd be like, I'm dreaming. Fuck this. I'm dreaming. Fish don't walk. Fish don't walk.
But these things actually have like arms and legs and they...
Go home, fish. You're drunk. You don't walk.
Wait, no. Go home, me. I'm drunk.
I probably will be.
Why aren't we? Is the question.
Because it's fucking 12 o'clock.
Exactly. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
We're responsible. Not a drink, but...
Penis.
And I have a penis. I have a stunt clinic tomorrow.
Good job, though.
Early.
Cry about it.
I'm crying right now. My eyes itch so bad. There. Okay.
Is it better?
Yeah, I think so.
Excuse you.
Wow, dude. It looks like he got maced or something.
I did. It was all because of that blanket. I was maced by the blanket.
Oh, speaking of which,
get that away from you, Joey.
YouTuber Furious Pete, who's a competitive eater, Yeah, he does like eating competitions. He's also like a fucking bodybuilder because the dude's jacked as shit, and he's a personal trainer, so he does a lot of things. But he did the ghost pepper spray challenge to find out which is worse: eating a ghost pepper or taking a pepper spray to the face.
Which one was worse?
I don't know because I didn't watch the video.
You're an idiot.
Why would you bring it up? Yeah.
But I did see the aftermath, and his eyes are just like pouring, and his whole face is red and swollen and puffy. So that leads me to believe that I should never A, eat a ghost pepper, or B, get sprayed in the face with.
No, we're totally eating ghost peppers. That's totally going to be what we do.
My phone is like blown up.
Probably.
Yeah, well, you should have put it on fucking silent, and you wouldn't even know either way.
Right?
I tried to, and y'all took it away and said no.
I could be getting Snapchats of boobies. Just kidding.
Ben doesn't get Snapchats of boobies.
He doesn't even know enough women to get Snapchats of boobies.
Yeah, lots of penises.
I'm just kidding.
Keep talking.
I just ponged you.
What?
And you didn't get it.
Did you guys score on me?
I did.
Yes, totally.
I hate being sick.
I think it's allergies. I love that all y'all are sick right now.
Man, fuck
mine are allergies. I need an allergy.
Mine's definitely from the blanket. I felt fine until 2 minutes ago.
Mine's definitely because I'm dying.
We've already agreed on that.
Yeah, we already know Ben's dying.
I've got a sip of
blades. What's the pollen count? Can anybody figure out the pollen count right now?
Sure, I'll Google
that. 11 billion.
Oh my god. I'm dying.
Well, I'd assume that it's pretty high up there.
Is it? Yeah, probably.
I noticed my
car is getting yellow.
Yeah.
Like, from pollen. Fuck.
And the love bugs are coming back.
No, the pollen count was high this past week. It's been really
I'm
high.
So glad I don't suffer from allergies.
Yeah, you are.
It's the worst thing in the world. Next to open water.
Very high.
That is
the forecast.
What's the pollen count? Very high.
Today, very high. Tomorrow, very high. Monday, very high. Tuesday, very high.
I'm just going to go kill myself.
Oh, Joey, your eyes are tearing up.
I know, which is good. It actually feels better now that they're tearing instead of being
dry.
It's
okay, Joey. I'm back for the podcast. I'm not going anywhere. You don't have to cry.
All right.
Nobody liked that joke.
Yeah, we're about 45 minutes in, I think.
Okay. We're actually like 38.
Really?
Wow, we can see it really close. No, we're right at 40.
Jeez.
This
podcast is dragging on, it feels like.
Well, it's because we sat here for an hour and a half and had a like pre-podcast before
we
podcast.
Sure we did that.
Really, we're 3 hours into this podcast.
Speaking of things we talked about before the podcast, the Strawberry Festival happened.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This
is it
is
over
true.
Now?
I believe it's going on until the 9th.
I want to go.
Which would be tomorrow, I believe.
It would be tomorrow.
Okay.
Yesterday was
the
7th.
Oh, yeah, today is the 8th.
Do we want to go tonight?
I'm down to go
again. Yeah, fuck the beach. Let's go to the Strawberry
Festival. Yeah, let's go to Game Time and then let's go to the Strawberry Festival.
Let's do it. I like Joey's plan.
Let's go to the beach and then go to Game Time and then go to the Strawberry Festival.
Or we
I don't
go,
have to work tonight.
Or we could go to the beach.
I don't work
go
all
to the
weekend.
Strawberry Festival and then go to Game Time at night.
I like this
or,
plan better.
Or. Yeah.
That was a good plan. We should do that.
We could do
That's
that.
That's toys now.
I don't like the beach.
Penis.
No.
I started back. Penis. I started back.
That, it took too long.
Oh, fuck you. It's only because I heard you guys talk. I heard, and then I heard, see it? Did you see that? I did it again. I was like, shit. penis.
Don't broadcast when you do it. I'll catch it.
Anyway, obviously, so
this
are
has
we
to
doing...
be a game. This has to be like a 2-on-2 podcast game.
We need to just get ping pong balls and
no,
throw
because
penises
I can't...
on them
and throw them at
oh
each other.
God. No, and we have to get ping pong paddles and serve it over. And if they
yeah,
don't hit,
this
it,
is gonna
like,
be
you have
bad
to
because
it.
You would hit the mic or you would hit me in the face.
Neither of which
with the penis ball.
My penis ball would hit you in the face.
Sweet. I was so hoping you did not swing back into the microphone because it looked like you were about to. You're like,
psych.
That was weird. Nobody can see that, man. It was nothing.
I know, but it was just a demonstration for her because she scared the shit out of me.
I think she knows what she did.
Yeah, sure
and we all know because we saw it too.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we're all in the same room.
Hey, Joey, toss me those paper towels.
Don't do it.
No.
You almost did it.
I thought he was having allergies like us. I was going to be a nice friend.
No, I'm completely having allergies.
So, did you guys hear what Keurig is doing?
What are they doing?
They're adding DRM to their coffee.
Which is?
Well, you know what a Keurig is. That's the,
yeah, the
like, single...
Isn't DRM digital rights?
Media? It's not exactly DRM, but it's the equivalent to it. So you can't use third-party coffee things in their makers.
Those mother truckers.
Yeah, which sucks because they, like, ones you buy from Keurig are, like, twice the cost of normal coffee, and plus they're not as good as, like, normal coffee. Sorry, right. Here,
so, like, if you wanted to buy, like, Dunkin' Donuts brand or stuff like
you
that.
Can't.
You know what I do? Is I empty those out into a filter like a normal person. You idiots.
I'm sure there will be a way around
Jenna
it.
Jenna Parrish, you are a sneeze machine now.
I know. Fucking blanket.
You're ruining the podcast.
First time it was hiccups, now it's fucking sneezing.
Oh my god,
well,
the
hiccups.
Don't say hiccups, you'll jinx him. Knock on wood. Hello?
I knew you were going to fucking do that.
Guys, there's somebody here.
We should let them in. Maybe they want to be on the podcast.
Well, you get the fucking door.
I'll let them in. All right. Hello?
So I just got sucked into the bathroom.
Nobody can see that. It's not funny.
No, it would have been much funnier on a video podcast. Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
When are y'all going to move on to that? Because that would be
funny. We have more space.
I like this space. I like our condensed, enclosed,
proximity.
Claustrophobic area.
Yeah, we need to insulate the walls or whatever.
Didn't y'all
you're
say
dying.
You
I am.
God, you're dying more than I am. I feel better.
All right, well,
you're,
this is,
you just transferred all his sickness, all your
oh,
sickness to
him.
Oh, the
most professional.
All right.
Go for it, Joey.
Thank you, sir.
Bam! Right in the face.
So, yeah, that's pretty shady. I mean, do they have, like, third-party Keurig cup makers? K-cup makers?
In a world where allergies consume us all.
I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that.
One man, Joey Parrish, washes his face in the bathroom. Hello?
Hello? Thank you, sir.
And he is back.
Oh.
And now I'm back to feeling like shit.
I think I feel better. I hope.
I hope so, too.
Your face
I
is
hope
wet,
I don't
Joey.
Get y'all
oh, my God, dude. It really looks like you got hit with mace. We gotta literally take a picture and put it on a link dump.
Alright, hold on. Let me, I'll take a picture real quick.
Oh, yeah,
this brand new
let me
LG
take out my
G2.
Phone cause, that I don't have.
Yeah, right? Like, Joey's the only one with a phone right now.
Sorry.
I'll take the picture.
Well, cause Joe,
cause you're gonna try to make it look all nice and shit.
No, Joey. I made it look pretty miserable.
How do I turn this around?
Joey's the only one who we trust to put his phone back in his pocket when,
I would put mine back.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
You'd be texting boys.
What boys?
Little trucker boys.
Man, I look miserable.
Oh, trucker boys?
Little trucker boys.
Joanna's
like a little drummer boy. But
yeah, Joanna's a redneck.
Joanna's a redneck.
Hardcore. But she's Spanish and looks
if
Asian.
If you drive a big truck, she'll give you the pee. You didn't deny it. You just gave me a look. Totally proves my point.
I can't believe you put that on the internet.
What?
That just sounded like...
I don't know.
The truth? Yeah, I know.
No, she actually has a collection of large letter P's in the back of her truck. And she just gives you one for your truck.
There you go. Thank you, Joey.
It stands for penis.
It stands for
but that's
pussy.
Why it would be
what
weird.
Talking about?
Penis.
Penis.
Penis. Okay.
You hit the ping pong ball with a water balloon. That's what they...
So you say we need to get a water ball,
ew, I hate
water
that
balloon
word.
With a penis inside and throw it at people.
Yes.
What?
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 What? What?
What? What?
Oh my gosh. I'm just saying.
Damn it.
Penis.
It didn't work?
No. I have to sneeze now too.
That's
well,
three for us.
What's
zero
the next topic?
We're
oh,
dying.
Topic.
That's the topic.
Joey's dying. That's a topic.
This is the pollen apocalypse. We are all going to die from allergies.
Go to the emergency
except
room.
Except me,
because
I don't have allergies. Bitches.
So the world's going to be run by people who know it all. No one likes know-it-alls, Joanna.
Fuck you.
No one likes know-it-alls.
Penis.
He's right. Penis.
Damn it.
I heard did one earlier and he didn't get it.
You did it twice.
Three times. I just did one before.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Oh my god.
Yes?
Ben, you asshole.
Yes? So is anybody else excited for Titanfall?
Titanfall.
I'm fucking stoked.
Stand by for Titanfall. Ben has been literally going around the entire house every day and he came out of the bathroom. Went right into the room. I was like on the Xbox playing, and he walks in the room. He goes, "Stand by for Titanfall," and then walks away. That's it. He's gone. I was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah. Well, I'm excited. It comes out Tuesday, I think.
Yeah.
I pre-ordered Thief at GameStop and never went and picked it up.
You should probably do that.
I should pick that up because I hear it's really good.
I got paid today too. Yesterday.
Just got
that money's
paid.
Gonna be gone.
I got paid yesterday.
Shut up.
So was I.
So wait. Plan.
Everybody
today.
Got paid? Everybody Beach? Got paid yesterday? Yeah. Let's all go blow all of our money.
No.
Let's go to the Hard Rock.
Yeah, no. Right. No.
Hey, we have a chance of winning it back.
No.
A chance.
We should start a Frosted Gaming lotto pool.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's
we all throw in like $6.
No. We all throw in money together to buy tickets for the Powerball.
Yeah.
And
then if we win,
we do that at work.
It. Yeah, we apparently do it at my job, which I had no fucking... I've been working there for months, and I had no idea.
So that's been excluded.
I know. Well, it happens on Saturdays when I don't work, but...
Oh. But we can do it. I'm down.
I'm down.
I'm down.
I'll think about it.
You asshole.
Joey.
We all throw in like $6. That's 24. That's 12 numbers for the Powerball.
I've come to the conclusion that only old people win the lottery, so...
That's true. Only old people who are about to die win the lottery.
That's exactly. Right. So that's right. So collectively, world is dicks.
Right!
Oh my god.
I like your logic, Joey. Let's do it.
Penis. We're like 80-something, penis. Nice try. I'm getting good at this.
Penis pong is becoming a thing.
Bro, we're gonna be out in, like, public, and somebody's just gonna be like, a doctor is gonna be professional and be like, oh, you're a penis, and I'm gonna be like, penis. And he's gonna be like, why did you just smack me and say penis?
Oh, God, it's only when I laugh that I cough.
So, all right,
we're not allowed to be funny anymore for the rest of the podcast. Sorry.
No, please be funny. I'll try to not die in front of the mic.
It's okay, I'm a paramedic. I'll save you. Maybe.
No, you don't want to get sick.
I can just go.
It's true, Joanna is a paramedic.
Pinch his nose and hold his mouth open and blow into it.
Are you getting any air?
Ben's
nope,
blue.
Still dead.
Dead. Why are you asking him like he's dead? And are you getting any air? That must be a no. I'll blow harder. That's what she said. Hey, penis. Damn it. That was that one.
So do you have any like paramedic stories that are exciting?
One time, this old man shit himself.
That happens a lot, actually.
Yeah, it does.
That actually happened when I was working at a local vehicle repair facility. I don't think I've told this story, though.
Because we said that happens a lot.
Yeah, but not at vehicle repair facilities. It usually happens at hospitals. But I was talking to an older man. By older, I mean like in his 70s. That's horrible.
The poor guy died from allergies, and now you're going to kill him with that.
You can't smell it.
That's true.
But I was talking to this old man, and he needed tires for his car. So I said, you know, here's this set of four tires. It's going to run about $550, I think it was.
Tires are expensive.
Right. And he goes, oh God, where's your bathroom? And I was like, right there. He goes, he starts waddling away. I turn around to watch him waddle away. There's shit dripping down his leg. He literally shit himself because of hearing a price of tires.
I can see that.
I don't think it was a price of the tires.
That sounds like my Miami story.
Me either, but it fucking happened.
I was at a place once. I was a lot younger, but an old man came in and dropped a turd right on the floor.
Wow!
It wasn't dripping down his leg. It was a turd on the floor.
Like, full-on, like, dog shit status? Just a big, long log?
Did he, like, pull his pants down? Or, like...
Nope. Came right through his
pants.
Wow.
So that had to slid down his leg. Oh, God. We've talked way too much about shit. Let's move on.
Stuff like that doesn't bother me, though.
Here's the newest...
All right, Miss Paramedic.
You're used to shit like that.
We are going to challenge Nick. Because Nick is the pickup artist. He picks up all these girls at work. We're going to see if he can pick up a girl while having fake shit come out of his back. Like the back of his shorts.
Hey, some girls like that shit.
Some girls like to be
that's
shit
true,
on.
That two girls, one cup thing? Yeah.
Did we
talk about
I know...
ratemypoop.com yet?
Ew, what?
It was
no,
a website
that's right.
Called ratemypoop.com, and you just upload pictures of your poop, and then people rate it.
People are fucking sick.
There is a
that is a Nick
game.
Thing to do. Nick would do that.
Nick would
Which
do that.
It consists of?
It's how, like, the size of your poop, where it falls in the toilet, and things like that determine how many points your poop is worth. And it's like a game you play between your friends and whoever has the most.
The fact that you know this is really weird.
Well, Nick sent it to me.
I've noticed.
Is he Nick or Andrew?
Nick would.
That's still just nasty.
Yeah, Nick is a very poop oriented person.
Yeah.
He is. It's because he used to be really big. All his poop's coming out now. Yeah. He's getting skinny.
So you're saying his poops are bigger now than they were before?
So you're saying Nick's full of shit?
Yes. That's what I was getting at.
Gotcha. I'm getting hungry.
I'm starving.
Like, in our long list of plans, we should go eat.
Bob Evans.
We should this kid over here is someone.
We should talk about how good Sweet Tomatoes was and how not good it was at the same time.
I was going to say, it was good, but...
It was disappointing.
The Alfredo was, like, shitty. The chicken noodle soup was...
No flavor.
Let me tell you, Sweet Tomatoes is a salad joint.
Okay. God damn it!
Double God damn it!
Double Dukes.
Ben hits it, and then Joanna goes, stop! And then hits the mic while doing that.
It's a salad joint.
With pasta and salad.
They have soups.
And soups. Really good soup. Really
and
good
they have bread.
Challenge.
But it's
and
mostly
and
a salad
cookies,
place.
And fruit.
And
ice cream.
And what's the argument here?
They're complaining about the fucking soups. But it's a salad place.
No, it's a soup place, dude. The soups are really good. It just happened that the chicken noodle soup wasn't good.
The chicken noodle?
The chicken noodle.
Little?
The
chicken noodle?
The Alfredo, which is normally really good, was not good.
We should go today, then.
No, I don't really want to eat a salad. I want to eat good food.
I need something greasy.
We should go to Golden Corral.
I could do Golden Corral. Or have you guys been to Jimbo's Pit Barbecue?
No. Yes.
I have not.
Oh!
Fantastic barbecue.
Their food truck goes to the hospital. Bomb.
Right
bomb.
Across fantastic the street barbecue. From Letty's. Jimbo's, the big fucking barbecue place.
Oh, yeah, I know. I knew the person who owned that.
And it's really cheap, too. Jimbo?
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. That was a different...
One of the girls we used to go to high school with works there. She's my server once.
Who? She does? The only server I've ever seen there is like an 80-year-old Spanish woman.
No, the girl we had last time.
Nope.
What the time I went there, she's like...
Don't remember that.
Okay.
All right, so...
Good story.
So, we have...
Anyway, so we're going to Jimbo's for lunch.
Well, you guys can vote where we go to lunch next week. Barbecue?
No. Well, okay, never mind. Yeah.
Barbecue? Bob Evans.
What is Bob Evans? I've
Denny's.
Never...
Ew, it's
Bob
a
Evans
breakfast place.
So gross.
Bob Evans is the shit.
No,
the king
so
shit
gross.
Of shit. Like, the shit you will have from being at the shit of Bob Evans is the shit.
That's too much shit right there.
That's too much shit.
Penis.
It's 4-0. I'm losing bad.
And it's all
but
me.
At least
because...
you're deflecting.
I have no idea how we're actually deciding how to keep score about this game.
Well, you have to hit it back, and if you don't hit it back within 5 seconds, you lose.
I thought he did hit it back.
This time, but the other 4 times that I've done it, he hasn't.
I've been getting penis to the face.
Then how are we still 4-0?
The whole time.
I'm so confused.
Mind you, it's been mostly me, because Ben is not helping in this situation.
Right, but we're gonna set up the rules of penis pong.
Yeah,
so you can play with your friends.
Thing. Rules. Yeah, it's gotta right. be a thing.
Okay, well, we can do that after. And
We can do that while we eat lunch.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, we're not talking about penis in public, guys.
Yes, we do. We do all the time. We're talking about penis and posting it on the internet.
I
don't know how much
slide.
More public you want to get.
Because we can't do when that while eating, though. Like, people
yeah,
are going to be like, penis,
it.
While they're eating,
gotta make it
a breadstick
no,
from Olive
penis.
Garden. Like,
See? That's how that works. That's 5.
You got it.
No, that was longer than 5 seconds. Sorry.
That was like 4. We'll count it.
See, now we're going back and forth. Having two conversations on each side of the room? Let's get
closer together.
No, I'm good.
Now nobody can hear us.
Now we're in the middle of the mics.
All right, so we've talked a lot about food.
And
a lot about shit.
A lot about penises.
About penis.
Yes, one! I did it.
God damn it.
I said a lot about penis, and nobody
penis.
Said anything.
Penis.
No, I already said it.
No, but you repeated it.
Oh. Ben!
I have to adjust, damn it.
Oh. Don't touch the mic. No! All right, so next topic.
Joey, come on, man.
Sorry,
oh,
I can't
but,
see. My
cyanide,
eyes are watery.
Cy and I are going to Panama City.
Cyanide.
That's what I heard. Yeah, we
with
talked
Daniel.
About that last week.
Yeah, we talked about it.
I wasn't here.
Sure you weren't.
No, I am.
Cool.
So I'm pretty excited because it's Luke Bryan.
Oh, so shit
it
no one cares
Luke
about.
Bryan.
It is Luke Bryan. I'm,
I will
and
not
I'm,
be partaking
you know what?
In the country
I have
concert.
To say, I have to say, Ben, I'm really... proud that you knew it was Luke Bryan, even though you don't give a shit, but you knew
because you won't fucking shut up about it.
Exactly.
You and Dan will not shut the living fuck up about it.
Dan doesn't even care for Luke Bryan either.
Right, but he still brings it up because he's gay.
Yeah.
It's true. It's
okay, well, regardless.
We said it on the podcast.
I will not.
Dan, come out of the closet. We're okay with it. We appreciate you and we love you the same either which way.
Yeah, it would end all the jokes if you just came out.
You would actually be doing us harm because we wouldn't have any jokes about you.
Right, and then we'd have nothing to talk about on the podcast, and every podcast would just be an hour and a half of us sitting around going, so,
well, how's it came out.
So, no more jokes for that. Mm,
yep.
Penis.
Penis.
Penis. Anyway.
It's only one return.
It's completely free.
I'm ready with my paddle.
That was weird. You're fine, because even though you don't like Luke Bryan, it's a completely free concert.
You sound like an advertisement.
No, I'm not going, though. I'm not going to the concert.
It's a completely free concert. All you have to do is sign here, here, and here.
And we'll
send you a bill in the mail.
You hang out on the beach while I go and stalk Luke Bryan.
That's fine. Once you get tased, I'm going to be laughing and recording.
Okay, you do that.
Awesome Life! Luke Bryan! Can Awesome Life not turn into the next World Star?
The next
World Star hip-hop?
World Star?
Never heard of it.
Have you seen the Sharkeesha video?
Is that the girl that gets hit?
Yeah, that's World
that's
Star.
That's a rough one.
Bitch, you got knocked the fuck out.
Rough. Have you seen the Cleveland bus driver uppercut the girl?
Yes.
That's
like
World
that
Star.
One. I like that one. Those are just videos that get uploaded to this website. That's the kind of website it is.
So it's like break.com.
Except for, like, ratchet
Joey,
people.
Don't cry. We love you.
Joey, I'm not going anywhere. I'm right here.
Okay, well.
World Star is like the hood version of break.com.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did
you see that video of the guy, or it was a kid, he was probably like 14 years old, and he takes a skateboard and he jumps down a long flight of stairs, and the way this he lands, the skateboard comes up and hits him in the taint and rips his taint open.
Oh my god, no! No!
Oh god.
Yeah. No! No!
And he just freaks out and he's like, oh my god, I'm bleeding!
It was
terrible.
I would throw up so many times, like just the thought of that pain makes me want to throw up.
Yeah, you should watch it.
Shut up. No. I'm not going to watch some guy rip his taint open with a skateboard.
That's how you get, like...
AIDS.
Yeah.
That's not how you get AIDS.
No, it's not.
Well, first of all, you have to get HIV first. Really? Before you get AIDS, yes.
So you can't actually directly contract AIDS.
No, you have to contract the virus first, and then it turns into AIDS.
Puppy. We're not getting a goddamn puppy!
We're getting a puppy.
What kind of dog?
It's a pit mixed with something other
than
disgusting.
Oh, but they're just that's so cute.
It's a pit bull mixed with a mutt. It's a mutt.
It's a pit bull mutt mixed with a purebred or pure pit bull.
A pit bull, regardless, they're awesome dogs.
I know, it's so cute. But the puppy, if I could show you.
Yes, they are.
Size dog
they're
was
very
a
good.
Menace.
Well, my dog was also retarded.
What's going to stop us from having a retarded puppy?
This puppy's very cute.
I'm still going on the same thing. I don't think Sai should own pets.
I should own puppies until they're a year, and then I get rid of them because they're annoying.
No, can we get you
a
goldfish
first and see
how that works?
No, that's the thing. You need a dog that's already been trained. That way you don't have to spend time on training.
I know. I love dogs that have already been trained.
No. You know
what? Get a puppy.
You need to go to a foster home.
They are so cute.
They have foster homes, and what you do is basically you just rent cats or dogs. And they'll, like, give you a cat or a dog for a month, and then they take it and find it a new home. And you just have a constant flow of new dogs coming into your house.
That's too much. I can't do that. Because there'd be one dog I don't like. I'd be like, shut the fuck up, dog. I would never hit a dog.
Oh, my God.
And make her fly. So that's getting cut out.
All right, cut.
We're getting to the point where we're all too hungry or sick to not say something coherent.
Hello.
Coherent.
Only like an hour.
We're only at an hour.
Like 10 minutes.
Realistically, we'll be at 50 minutes.
All right, well.
So did we call it a
next
short
topic.
Podcast?
Next
no!
Topic.
We're out of topics.
No!
Unless you guys want to talk about how Apple and Tesla may be teaming up.
Yes, let's talk about that.
To work on the battery gigafactory.
No, my car! Ben, I have Dubliner cheese in the car.
It's probably not good now.
No, it's cold out. It's still fine.
That's true.
Is Dubliner cheese...
like cheese. Dubliner cheese, kid.
Is it the bomb or something?
It's the white cheddar or cheese from your work?
No,
it's white cheddar.
Huge,
a big fucking.
It's not
block
white
of
cheddar
it?
Though. It's cheddar. Cheddar. It's just Dubliner cheddar.
Ooh,
fancy.
How about I
$7
want
$7 at Sam's Club?
Yeah.
What? And I got a 24-pack of batteries for $12. They're like Duracell.
Now we're talking about batteries, Dubliner cheese.
And
let's get back to the original
pound
topic
of strawberries,
of apple and.
Are we going
Tesla?
To the strawberry
no.
festival?
We'll decide at lunch.
Right.
Okay.
Apple
we're
and Tesla.
Now.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
I want to hear this.
So Tesla is investing $5 billion in building a battery factory, because, you know, their cars are battery powered, so it's a big deal. And they're also going to, the entire factory is entirely self-powered by solar panels and wind turbines.
Wow.
So they're producing super awesome, super cheap, big batteries. And they're doing it for, without having to pay any electrical costs.
Huh.
Which is totally awesome. And then there's rumors of Apple teaming up with them and building batteries for iPhones and Macs.
So Tesla will be powering Apple's.
So Macs. Your phone will never die.
No, it doesn't. Not like that.
But as long as it lasts me more than 5 hours.
Yeah.
Well, if you weren't on it 24/7.
Yeah, if you weren't playing Candy Crush.
Shut up, Ben. You're playing games all the time on your phone.
Right, yeah. I don't play Candy Crush. Just playing Flappy Bird before we started.
But I do not play Candy Crush.
Who gives a fuck? It's a good game, and it entertains me when I'm
apparently
bored.
You haven't listened to our last couple
podcasts. I did listen to it. I understand the whole thing about them trying to trademark the word candy and
see,
all
now
that
she's
stuff.
The target audience we were talking about that just doesn't give a fuck, and that's why they didn't actually lose any players.
Mm-hmm. They lost me, though. You'll never get me back, King. Suck a dick.
You'll never get me, King. Ever.
Penis. Never had you.
Penis.
You can only hit it once, damn it. Once it's rebounded, it's done.
You can only hit a penis once, Ben?
You can only bounce it back once, yes.
Well, like penis
that's how Ben's penis
Ben's
works.
Ben's a holler back girl.
I'm the rebound guy.
You just called yourself gay.
No.
No, girls can have rebounds.
Girls have rebounds all the time.
We were talking about penis. We weren't...
This is true.
I can rebound to some penis. Nah, just kidding. I can never do that. I'm sorry.
All right. So do we want to end this podcast before
this
we get too deep into the rabbit hole?
Podcast. This is so bad.
No, it's not that bad.
Nah.
I've decided because the one...
My nipples. To the sprinkles.
Okay. No, there was a... I decided not to say that anymore because last podcast I said it like every 15 minutes.
Yeah,
I think
it was like,
terrible.
It turned out being a really good podcast.
It was pretty good.
What, titty sprinkles?
No.
Yeah, titty sprinkles. No. The podcast. Like, sometimes you don't think it's good, and then it actually was pretty good.
It's just really unprofessional.
Yeah, it is very unprofessional, but, you know, we...
This whole podcast has been unprofessional. Just
that's what I just
shitty
said.
Setup.
Yeah. Which is funny.
Well, thank
it's
you guys
still...
for having me.
Yeah.
By the way.
Oh, yeah, you're still here. I forgot about you.
No.
I'm just kidding.
You coming back next week after your Panama visit?
Yes, I have to come back.
Hopefully we'll get the third mic set up, and we'll have a better prepared, and it won't take us an hour and a half to start, so we don't have like a 3-hour podcast.
You have a week and a half to get that.
Joanna, I don't know if you're inching closer to the mic or to the cabinet to get your phone after we get out.
Yeah, I haven't moved.
She hasn't moved.
I have not moved.
Well, it started with her foot on me. Now her knee is on me.
My foot is nowhere near you.
No.
Let's not.
What's going on under that blanket?
My feet are nowhere near him. My knee has been set
so
there
Ben's
the
a liar.
Whole time.
She's calling
I'm not a liar. I'm just saying that someone has bigger phone withdrawals than I do, because I don't really care. I could
bullshit.
Go for days.
You don't
bullshit.
Have, right? No, Ben doesn't really have phone withdrawals, but the second he has his phone, it just sucks him in, and it's like, you can't have a conversation
like
with him.
It's like, you know in the second series of Digimon, when like they had the little thing, the TV open, or the computer opened up, and they jumped inside the computer? That's what I feel like.
All right.
Cool story. Ben's you should tell it at parties.
I love Digimon.
We know that.
Arguably more than Pokemon. How do you feel about that?
I
feel like you're
might
Nazi.
Say you're not allowed to come to lunch with us, and you
have
to go home.
You can't sit with us.
I might say you're not allowed over anymore.
Yeah, you might be kicked off the podcast.
You might
your
actually
privileges
be kicked out
have
of your
been
own.
Revoked.
You might actually be kicked out of your own.
Joanna, how do you feel about Pokemon vs. Digimon?
Pokemon?
All right, I think Joanna just took Ben's place on the podcast.
All right.
Well, fuck you guys.
Well, he's over here.
I know, stand for the minority, as I do. Hands up motion.
All right, so hopefully next week we'll go better.
Penis.
We'll be more prepared. We'll have the third mic actually working with the computer.
We'll have penis pong all figured out. So
we'll have
constant.
All the rules of
we
penis pong
rules.
Figured out.
Yes,
that'll be one of our topics for the next podcast.
Can we open up with that? The rules of penis pong.
Absolutely. maybe we'll eat before.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe so we won't have it so early. So where I wake up and I have to get in a hurry to get dressed.
A hurry.
Shut up.
What Tuesdays? What time do we normally do?
1:30.
Is that what we did? It was not that late.
Yes, it was.
You're right, it
you
was.
So bad with time, Joey. We said 11. Like, I showed him the text. It says, Saturday at 11? All right, sounds good. And then 10 o'clock last night. Well, it was made 10 o'clock last night. But it's not fair, because I was...
Not
that's fine.
Partaking in activities after work.
In spirits. You're being spiritual.
Yes.
Yeah.
Spiritually. Yeah, I like that word. I like that.
So anyway, hopefully
I was not doing drugs. I was drinking alcohol.
Yeah, spirits.
Exactly,
everybody,
spirits.
No, but you. But everybody's gonna assume automatically like he was.
I was gonna say spiritual. You know, they say, you know, LSD and stuff is spiritual. Yeah. But
did you hear about some family that their food had LSD in it?
Oh my god! Yeah, they bought meat from Walmart and it was laced with LSD.
Yeah,
I just saw
and
that.
That's amazing.
They all four key people in the family
and
had to
not
be
just adults, like little freaking kids.
Yeah,
yeah.
They had to be hospitalized.
So there was that much LSD.
I guess.
They guys, do you think something's wrong with the meat?
No, but have you seen the dragon in the kitchen?
There's a dragon? I gotta tell my unicorn.
That was so crazy.
So good. That was good.
No, that's a shirt. We're gonna have a family sitting around the table.
Are you writing this down?
No,
it's permanently recorded on the internet.
Duh.
No, I'm not writing it down, but if I do need to remember it, I'll just read back on the podcast. That's great.
Does it taste funny?
No, but if you see the dragon in the kitchen.
Oh, that's God. Great. That's going to be great.
That. That's going to be a shitty t-shirt.
Okay. Woo. Okay, so we're ending on a really awesome note here.
We are.
Yes.
Indeed. So, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with a more professional podcast.
And I'll be less sick.
And hopefully, we'll all be less sick.
Or he'll be dead.
Or he'll be dead.
Don't buy meat from Walmart.
Yeah.
Unless you want LSD.
The moral of the story is...
In that case, it's probably a really good deal.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
No.
I don't know the going rate for LSD, but I would imagine it's more than meat at Walmart, so...
Yeah.
Granted, the meat at Walmart might not be a good idea regardless.
It might not even be LSD. It might just be the meat at Walmart. Got you fucked
where the
up.
Where the fuck was that cow partying at?
It's actually just mad cow disease.
There was some rave at a farm and some guy's just beating this cow LSD.
Eat the LSD. You'll be okay. Good cow. Good cow.
The cow is tripping balls.
So does that mean that milk could be laced with LSD?
Oh,
that's a very good question.
What could be laced with LSD?
That would be a really interesting terrorist attack. What if...
Oh, don't say it. Don't do it. You're going to give them ideas.
What if a terrorist just laced all of our water with LSD?
Just
and just the entire town simultaneously trip balls. Like,
I mean,
you're going to take over the country. All right, well, we can take over the country because they're all tripping balls.
They're all fighting invisible dragons.
And unicorns are helping them out.
With sticks and mud balls.
By the way, we have an idea for our wheelchair fight.
Oh, yeah.
A wheelchair fight.
We're going to go buy two wheelchairs. And we're gonna joust on them.
But we're gonna pimp the wheelchairs out.
We have to.
I wanna partake in this. It's gonna be an awesome life.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds
cool. We're all about that life.
Hashtag about that life.
Okay. So
now what if they need to walk in and say, guys, seriously, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, Quest.
We'll have my dad do that next podcast. Alright, so now we've had the longest wrap up I think yet, which is pretty impressive considering all of our wrap-ups.
You haven't seen my never mind.
Alright, let's go. Let's do this.
All right,
signing off, it is Joey, Cy, Ben, and Joanna.
Score
thank
right
y'all.
At the end. I scored
podcast
at the
number
end.
11. Join us next week for
penis.
Podcast number 12. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Happy hump day. Happy
even
hump
though
day.
We're recording this on...
Hey, Mike,
Wednesday.
Guess what day it is.
All right.
Later. Mike, 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 Mike.